Alex Trebek, Raymond Burr, Dan Aykroyd, Jim Carrey, Michael J. Fox, James Cameron, Doug Henning, Joe Shuster, Neil Young, Katie Lang. These are all famous people who have origins tracing back to Canada. A rugged and beautiful country, Canada is rich in culture and heritage. Well before the 20th century, prehistoric tribes from Asia had come to Canada across the Bering Strait. The Vikings were the first Europeans to make the journey around 1000 AD. In the early 1600s, French explorer Samuel de Champlain founded the French-speaking city of Quebec. With God in their heart, the Canadians were blessed with the opportunity to invite Supreme Master Ching Hai, a renowned humanitarian and spiritual leader, to their country in 1991 and again in 1993 during her World Lecture Tour. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, To Convince People by Using Magical Power is to Interfere with Nature, delivered on April 17, 1993 in Montreal, Canada.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Must one work or deal with the sexual energy in order to get or gain enlightenment?
No. Just relax. All the energies and struggle you spend to fight with the sexual urge is better to spend in meditation. Yeah? Why should you torture your body so much? It's a very natural phenomena, and it will lessen its intensity with time. Yeah? If you married, even passion, everything will become very much lessened. And the more you meditate, the more heavenly enjoyment you will find. And sex, I tell you, it's just a substitute for heavenly bliss. And because most of us lacked the real pleasure, therefore we cling to the lower substitute. But once we know the real thing, the other thing lost is charm. Just like when we grow up, all the toys, plastic model cars, has no more great meaning to us because we have Benz. We have Cadillac, we have Rolls Royce, or even we have real car, any car, understand? We know it go faster, and we know it's more useful. So don't worry about the sexual problem, just get enlightenment, yeah? After enlightenment, don't fear that you lose everything. You just enjoy things more intensively, but you know when and how, and you do not abuse your enjoying power like you did before enlightenment. You might have sex now and again if you wish and enjoy it, but the enlightenment is your main aim of life, and it will never leave you after initiation anyhow. It keeps pushing you. You can't just not go forward. You can't just be ignorant again. And even if you have a little exercise now and again with your wife, so what? God doesn't care that much. You fear too much of everything, yeah? Even a little sexual impulse scares you, huh? Nothing is so fearsome.
According to you, what is positivism? Or what is being positive?
Yeah, I understand. Mm. It is probably a kind of attitude of some people. Yeah, they try to hypnotize themselves into thinking that everything is great, everything is possible in life. But thinking alone helps only very little. If we know the root of all the problems by shining the torch of enlightenment on all corners of life, we tackle problems better. Not in a positive way, huh? Not in a positive way, but in a right way. May it be positive or negative. If we only be positive, we neglect another part of life, which is very important. It's just like you only choose men and you don't care about women. Can we do that? Yeah? No, we can't. So, an enlightened person knows how to handle positive and negative, not to reject anything, but to make all things into full use for life and the life after. Okay? Yeah. I don't preach extreme things.
What are the limits of tolerance?
Oh, you answer. I guess the person who asks must be pushed beyond his patience in some matter. So, I guess there's no limit to it. If you are in a situation like that, maybe try to turn the page. When you can't bear anymore, turn to another page. Yeah? Try to make something else out of your life instead of just sitting there and bear all things. Get enlightenment first, yeah? And then see what you have to do next. Yeah.
What do you think of the future for our youth? Do you feel that, or have a lot of faith in our future generation?
Yes, our future will be very good, very good. More people are enlightened these days than during the time of Jesus or Buddha or any other period of our Earth planet. So I think our future will be very bright. It's already getting brighter, yeah? The political situation of the world is already very hopeful, yeah? The many of the great arch enemy nation shake hands with each other, yeah? And want to talk about peace and economical resurrection. So we should feel positive, huh?
Is it important to love yourself more than others and all living beings, as long as you wish compassion for other beings?
That's a little bit difficult. If you wish somebody else richness, will he get rich? Huh? If somebody is hungry, come to your door, and you sit there in your meditation, perhaps, because you are a great being, and you wish him some food, will that be done? Okay. So wishing and doing is something else. If we are enlightened, actually, we don't need to help anyone if we don't wish to, because we see things in a different way. We are happy within ourselves. And sometimes it's difficult to see other people suffering because we don't know it. But if we can, if we're willing, we can descend from our hate and see other brothers and sisters are still mired in ignorance and in suffering and do whatever we can to help them. That is the real compassion and love, not just the wish. Yeah?
Is sex between individuals who mutually consent all right?
Of course, you both have to consent before it happens. Why do you talk too much about sex? Is there anything important about that? You know, the animals, they don't talk about it. They can do it just as great. So what's the big deal? Let me think of what you truly want to ask me. Ah, you mean the precepts of sexual misconduct? Okay. Misconduct in sexual relationship means trying to refrain from taking other people's beloved person by doing deliberate actions or speech or other things to minimize other people's happiness. It's just like taking other people's possession. So we try to refrain from that. But otherwise, it's okay for you to have a boyfriend or girlfriend. I think, is that what you meant? Yeah? Anyhow, do not talk about sex, please. You have to understand that sex without love is nothing. So you have to say it's a kind of a loving relationship or intercourse between the two lovers that would be more sensible to human beings. I don't know how you live your life, but sex is not all that important. If you love someone, maybe you try to show your love in different ways, by action, by speech, by mental, yeah? The true love must have a spiritual aspect also, yeah? So if you just have the so-called sex, we degrade ourselves and our beloved into animal standard. So please do not look at it that way. If you love someone, it's all right to love him and her in the way you like, in the way that both of you feel appropriate. But try to refrain from taking someone else's happiness and beloved. That's all what I mean, okay? Try to refrain.
That it's possible or believe that we can meet those who have already died before us and to know them again?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You mean the ancestor? I mean ancestor. Yeah, we can. We can see the past masters and saints, and we can see our ancestors also, our friends. Many of our disciples see them after initiation. Because I have promised that 5 generations will be liberated also with the initiation from one person. So many of them will see their ancestor come back to them and thank them that they, through the initiation, through their spiritual practice, they have been liberated. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, but that is not high level, huh? It's nothing big deal.
How can we earn our living without depriving others' chances of earning their own living? For example, if I don't have a job, somebody else will have it and be happy. If I don't cut a tree to make a living, that tree will feed numerous different beings.
Hmm. Okay. No problem. You have a job because God gives you that job. Even if you're out of that job, nobody can take that job if it has not been meant for them. So do not feel guilty. Whatever you get it, you get it. It's just, if we try to compete with other people and try to put that person down and try to do many tricks in order to trick him out of the position and then we replace him, that is a different thing. But if we get it naturally in the competitive society, if the other person won that position, he should be as fast as you or as capable as you. And about cutting trees, you can cut that trees and plant 10 more. So don't worry about that. Just plant more trees. We respect nature, but we do not become slave to nature. The trees are there to serve us in different ways. It may give us shade when the shade is necessary. It may give us strength to the house if a pull in the room is needed. It may give warmth to your house if you need wood for fuel. So don't worry about cutting trees if it's allowed and if it is abundant in your country. You have to look into the situation, not always become nature worshippers, because human values are the topmost. If you cut all the trees and do not plant new ones, of course it is no good. But if you cut one tree, plant 10 or 20, what's the harm? Understand? We cannot be fanatic. We have to be flexible in different situations.
Can you use your enlightenment to pacify the troubled areas of the world, such as wars and hunger?
Yes, I can, if you help me. If you also become enlightened the way I am, then it is possible. Otherwise, it is not. Because just like a professor, he's grown up and he has knowledge. But if his children or his relatives or brother, sister doesn't want to be educated, then how can they avoid poverty or other hardship that comes with the person with little knowledge?
Can you predict the future of the Vietnamese people?
I don't predict anything. I'm not a fortune teller. The future depends on the present. Any country is the same. Any person, same. If in the present time, people getting enlightened and change into the virtuous way of governing a nation, then of course the future of Vietnam will be bright. That's very simple to predict. Any of you can predict, huh?
Do you agree with this statement? Nothing exists outside of oneself.
Yes, I agree. I agree. But to know that is not enough. We have to experience it through enlightenment.
In my dream, I see myself flying. Why?
Oh, this is very common. We did that when we were children also. Yeah? Sometimes because of the past experiences of different life in different planet, so we experience something. Like in other planets, we don't walk, but we fly. Maybe you just came from a higher spiritual planet, and that memory is still within you, so you experience it now and again. If you want to know why, better get enlightenment. I advertise all the time, but you don't know it.
Is it we who decide to become angel or devil?
Yes, sure. But also circumstances. If we are not strong enough to withstand the temptation of life, then of course we fall into the other side of nature, which is negative. Yeah? And when we are strong enough, we stay in middle, and we can have both positive and negative at our disposal. That is the way of the enlightened person.
What you have said sounds right and good, but what can you do that is useful for us?
What do you want me to do for you? You have a rich country, you have a high unemployment rate, your government is fantastic, your country is beautiful. What can I do for you except give you enlightenment? I only help whenever necessary. For example, we have the Philippines when they have volcanoes. We have millions of dollars. We have the Vietnamese when they have flood. We have the Chinese and other countries when they have disaster, etc., when they ask for help. That's because they need it.
How can one live in happiness if the others keep bothering you?
Yeah, that's why you have get enlightenment. And then even other bothers you do not feel so much anymore. Just like you have a raincoat, and even if it rains, you don't get wet, okay? Not to change others, but to protect ourselves.
Even though I practice meditation always, I don't feel the progress.
Yeah, you have to change. Change to another kind if you don't feel progress in one, yeah? Or maybe you're not sincere enough. I'll take care where you fail, yeah? Not always blaming on the meditation or the teacher of your meditation. And if your meditation is not good, then change, huh? There are so many to choose.
Is it necessary to seek consciousness, or should we just remain open and the consciousness will come on its own?
Very difficult. There's a switch inside you. It will be switched on at the so-called initiation, even though I don't do anything physical to you. And sometimes during deep prayers or deep meditation, you may be able to accidentally switch it on, but that won't last. Yeah? Therefore, it's better to have an experienced friend who teach you.
Please explain why God created the flesh-eating animals like tigers, lions, and the vegetable-eating animals. In this case, how could there be the peace between these two species? I mean, the chain of the food.
God creates the tigers and the lions so that we can criticize them. And then to refrain from doing the way they do, because we are not beasts, all right? It's a good example for not doing it.
Do you not think that enlightenment is possible through each and every one's religious practice?
If it's already possible, then it's fine. If it's not, then come to us, all right? To some it's possible, to some it's not. It depends on the religious order which you belong, whether that order bred any enlightened teacher for you or not. If both the teacher and the followers are equally ignorant, of course then you cannot get enlightenment.
There are different kinds of samadhi. Some are permanent and some are not. Are you in samadhi now? How could we reach a permanent state of samadhi?
Samadhi, there are many kinds, of course. There are some kinds that is very short-lived that you get at the beginning of your practice after initiation. And there's some kind of long-lasting samadhi which sometimes lasts for hours or days. That's after some time of practice. And there are other kind of samadhi which is very ordinary, just like you have it all 24 hours while you are working in this world. That is the samadhi state of a master. Yeah? Then a master looks like a very ordinary sentient being, but the wisdom is very obvious, and the blessing and the power is very transparent.
Can the universe be enlightened?
If you are enlightened, then the whole universe appear enlightened to you.
If we go on to spiritual world, do we then go to other worlds or universities to learn?
Yes, in the higher world, yes. If we have not reached the mastership, we continue to learn in the higher spiritual worlds. But only when we are initiated by a master while we are living. Then that master continue to take us to the height of our wisdom after we leave this world, should we have not attained it.
How long will it last on the earth, Christ's energies?
Christ's energies is always there. But if we don't make use of it, we don't know of its existence. So it's always lasting, but yet it's not there if we don't know it.
After we die, what happens?
You know soon enough.
There seems to be many supreme God-conscious masters on the Earth planet at the present moment. Do all know each other? Are you all the same level of consciousness?
Not necessary. Not necessarily.
Do you see each other on the inner plane?
Yeah.
How can I become a master myself? I am blocked. I read things and I'm not able to repeat it.
You first be a disciple. And the way, the path of our practice is to train you to be a master. But it takes some time. Yeah? So first come in, and then you'll be one.
What kind of happiness do we really need?
If you're hungry and you have some food, at that time, that is your happiness. And same with every other thing. But if we want a true lasting happiness, then we must have the happiness from the root, from the real world, not the copy of the happiness which exists in this world.
Do you think religion is a source of division between people?
The division between people, which supposed to be caused by religions, are not from religion. It is from the misunderstanding of the people who label themselves as one kind of religious followers or the others, and compared with each other about the supremacy of their own faith. Yeah? So if we get enlightenment, we will understand thoroughly all the religious teaching, and we will know that originally these are the teachings of the masters which point to the same truth. And if we know that truth, all the religions comes into one fold.
What is the real meaning of enlightenment? Does it mean understanding something you do not know already?
Yes, that's right.
If we don't have a job, don't have money, please tell me where is happy, how we can have a happy life, how to enjoy the human life.
In Canada, you have an employment benefit, no? Huh? Or not? Yes? Yeah, okay. Then be patient. Take help from the government and search for another job. But if you don't have enlightenment, even if you have the best job in the country, you have also a lot of headache.
Yeah? One cannot meditate 2.5 hours because of working, what will happen?
Try your best to do it. Yeah? If you don't have enough time, then you meditate in your sleep. It's okay. We have many ways to overcome the worldly obstacles. I'll teach you.
What is the importance, significance of encountering negative, suffering people? Should we shun them and their negative energies, or resist their negative energies? Not accept them and resist their negative energies.
Yeah, just ignore it. Ignore it. And protect yourself by your own means of meditation practice.
There's a white light appearing on the right side. Can you explain that? It appears like it's flash, like a flash.
What right side? My right side? Your right side? And my right side here? Uh-huh. People see a lot of light around me. And you see only half? You see only half? Make it complete. you see, you have been blessed with the vision of the true, the halo that is around some so-called enlightened person. And mostly you should see it as the whole circle, but you've seen only half. How come? Is there something wrong with your other eye?
One person is in the grips of an incurable disease. She is in a depressing state. What can one do to get her out of this situation? What about euthanasia?
Of course, you try to do what you can to comfort the person when he's sick. But to an enlightened person, these phenomena will be just accepted. Yeah? It's just like you have a beautiful car, but it happened to have an accident, or is out of order because it's too old, then you repair it. And if you can't repair it, it's too expensive to repair, then you buy a new one. All right? God gives us 1,000 billion trillions and trillion of trillions of trillions of bodies all the time, life after life. What we need is to know where the source of life comes from, not to worry about the body, because we will have plenty. Just like your clothes, yeah? We have plenty of clothes. These clothes get damaged, we buy a new one or we wear a new one. It doesn't matter so much. What happened to the physical body, it does matter when we do not know our spiritual body. Then we die all the time. We're sick all the time.
For the Christians, God's love is fundamental for the union with Him. This ingredient, is it enough to save us?
It's only the imagination of the mind that we have faith in God, that we love God, that we are united with God. The real union truly does take place That is when you merge into His glory. You see the light from heaven. You hear the word of God, which is like, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If we hear that Word through initiation, through meditation practice, then we can say we love God, we know God, and we are in union with God. Otherwise, it's all imagination, all novelty, romance of the mind. We can imagine we have money, but we don't necessarily have it. Okay? That's the difference.
Thank you, Master Qinghai.
Thank you, and best wishes to your country.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We appreciate your kind-hearted company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for another insightful lecture by Supreme Master Qinghai. Golden Age Technology is up next on Supreme Master Television right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned. May your days be blessed with heaven's loving grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.